This week, the Parshas Pinchas, has an interesting medrash. I'll ask you a question. If you had to choose a pasuk that you would say would encapsulate the essence of the Torah values of the Jewish people that inspires you, what pasuk would that be? It's not my question. The medrash asks this question. And the medrash says that there were three opinions. The first opinion was said by one of the great sages, Ben Zoma, and he quoted the famous pasuk, the pasuk that's been on the lips of the Jewish people for thousands and thousands of years under every situation, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The second pasuk by another sage, another Tana, Ben Nanas, also a well-known pasuk, different from Shema, he focuses more on the man-to-man relationship of Ben Adam Mechavero, V'yahavta L'recha Kamocha. Love your fellow Jew as yourself. The Gemara famously tells us that that's the essence of Judaism. Everything else is a commentary on that pasuk. Those two psukim I get. Shema, between us and God. V'yahavta L'recha Kamocha, between man to man. The third opinion is strange. The third opinion from a Tana, a sage called Ben Pazi. And he quotes a pasuk in this week's parsha and says, V'kevas echad, you should offer and slaughter one sheep in the morning and a second one in the evening. Great. Another korban. It's a daily korban. It's an important sacrifice. It's an important korban. We do it once in the morning and once in the evening every single day. But how can you compare a pasuk about a korban to the great words of Shema Yisrael, to the beautiful, sensational words of V'Avtocha Kamocha? How would he even think to bring that pasuk up in contrast and try to compare them to the first two opinions? And I think the answer lies in an idea that I heard in a Rashi, on this week's Parsha, on that pasuk. On that pasuk, Rashi asks the question, he says, I don't understand this very pasuk, as the Kevas Ha'echa Taseh B'Boko, you should offer a sacrifice in the morning, and another one in the evening, was already told to us many, many parshas to go back in Sefer Shemos and Parsha Tetzaveh. So why was it necessary for the Torah to repeat it again? So Rashi says, he said, well, over there it was talking about when they built the Mishkan. That pasuk was said at the time of constructing the tabernacle, the Mishkan. This pasuk has to do for generations. What does that mean? So I heard a beautiful idea. And back in the day when the Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people were building the Mishkan, were building the tabernacle, so life was good. It was beautiful. We were surrounded by a closeness to God. We had experienced tremendous amounts of miracles, life-altering, world-changing miracles of the splitting of the sea, of the 10 plagues, of receiving the Torah. I mean, we've seen the best of the best. They saw everything live, that generation. So then the Torah said, don't forget, you know, to show your appreciation to God during those glorious times, I want you to offer a daily sacrifice. That's easy. It's easy to connect to God when things are going great. It's easy to feel close to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's the easy time. But what happens when things get rough, says Rashi, for generations to come? Not just in the times of the Mishkan when things are going well, not just when things are fitting you and you're happy and you're good now. Throughout history, we're going to be challenged over and over and over again. And the true expression of faith, the true expression of love that we have to Hashem is when we're able to bring that constant, consistent, daily offering to Hashem, no matter how hard things are. And I think it's such a powerful lesson because we all have different relationships with people, in marriage, with our children, with our parents, that sometimes things go great and it's easy. You want to connect. You want to express your love. You want to be there for each other. But there are times when it's not that great. There are times when there are stressful moments. There are times when things are not so smooth. And we kind of want to walk away. And we kind of want to do our own thing and say, you know what? Maybe I don't have to connect today. And that's a mistake. Every single day of your life, you connect to all those people that you love, to those who are meaningful in your life. The most important one is yourself. And then there's Hashem. And then there's God. every single day you connect to God, when you're feeling it and when you are not feeling it. There's a great concept, a great Gemara that tells a story. Not a story, the Gemara says that different students interviewed some of their teachers, those who had longevity, those who lived a long life. And they asked him, why did you merit longevity? And each one gave their own reason, what they've done in their life. And some of them were not so fantastic. Some of them were not like, wow, I can't believe you did that. Some of them were like, I never went to bed angry at somebody. I paid back all my debts. Okay, those are nice things to do. But because of that, you merited longevity? But if you take a look at the wording of the Talmud, it says, Kol yemei chayai, all the days of my life, I was consistent about it. I always made sure to connect, keep that connection. If this was one of my values, if this was something that was important to me, I never let it go. When it was easy and when it was difficult. And that's the essence of what this pasuk is telling us. Yes, Shema Yisrael, super important. Yes, Avdol Chokhmecha, so important, especially this time of year. But all that falls away if you don't have the constant daily connection, if you're not feeling it every single day, if you're not connected to it, even when you're not feeling it, I should say, but you're always connecting to it. You know, this is the one of the five tragic things that happened that we fasted for this past Sunday on Shiva Seba Tammuz and 17th of Tammuz, was that this particular korban ceased. It no longer was able to be performed. Now, many korbanos ceased during that time. We were surrounded for 3 years, and then the next 3 weeks we were totally under siege. But yet, the Gemara says that when that happened, we knew things were over. We couldn't connect to Hashem every single day. We couldn't bring that daily offering to Him every single day. We understood that these things were not in a good place. Whether it's considered a rejection or just our inability to connect on that level, however you want to understand it. But when you're missing that daily connection, you know you're not going to have a home run that day. I always tell people, wake up in the morning, the first words out of your mouth should be Moedani Lefanecha. Just start your day off. You do that? Just start your day off. The first words out of your morning, out of your mouth. Just start your morning off thanking Hashem. Do it every single day. Choose your mitzvah. Choose your concept that you know that no matter what happens, no matter what happens, before you go to sleep that night, you're going to fulfill this mitzvah. You're going to fulfill this concept. It's going to be yours. It's what you do. It's your personal korban tamid. It's your personal daily connection to God. And when you have that, you'll always have that connection during the good times, obviously, but even when the times are not that great. And if you do when the times are not that great, you'll have it even when times, then it'll bring you great times. It'll bring you better times. And I think this is such an important message for us, that in a time when we're so distracted by so many things, it's so easy to fall away, it's so easy to walk away. Keep that connection. Always remind yourself of your connection to God. Remind yourself of connection to yourself. That you are greater than you are feeling at that moment. You are better than that. And you'll always be successful. Like he says, start the day on a positive note. Wake up and say, Moda Ani. There's nothing more beautiful than that in the morning. I wait for that moment. I say nothing else. Not good morning. Moda Ani Lefanecha. And then I start my day. Thank you.
Thanks. In honor of